Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Party people, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about episode 20, season 4 of Arrow, titled Genesis. Yes, we finally got to see what Genesis is all about. So we are catching up. I know we're a little behind. I know you're probably like, dude, we are like two more episodes behind after this one. So we'll definitely be caught up tomorrow with Momentum Point. No, I'm sorry. Monument Point, not Momentum. Monument Point, which is episode 21 that aired last week, May 11th, 2016. We'll be talking about that one tomorrow. So join us then. And now back to Genesis, episode 20 of this season 4 of Arrow that aired on May 4th, 2016. It was directed by Gregory Smith, not related to Kevin Smith. But yeah, it looks like Dark returns to Hive and kills the remaining Borg members in the very opening scene of Genesis as he's renewing his plans for the great exotic place of Genesis. We're live right now for the next 20 minutes, so if you want to call in and discuss about the show, we're live, so call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. This is Arrow Talk. Let's see, from area code 239, who is this?
Matt from Genesis. What's up?
Hey, how is Genesis these days?
Oh, not so good. If you see tonight's episode, I don't know if you've seen tonight's episode yet. We
no, I have
bit.
Not. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
okay.
Just kidding. It's going good over here in Genesis.
Before this week's episode, let's see, Matt, I'm going to read you the synopsis so we can discuss the show. Dark returns to Hive and kills the remaining board members before renewing his plans for Genesis. Oliver and Felicity meet in immortal shaman Fortuna, who educates Oliver about dark magic. Fortuna explains that Dark's idol channels darkness and death, feeding him more power. But there is an opposing force that channels light and hope. After a mystic ritual, Fortuna tells Oliver that the darkness inside him is too strong to channel the light. If Star City, Diggle locates Andy, but is captured after a brief shootout. Andy puts a tracking device on him, then allows Diggle to escape so that Dark and his team can go after Diggle, Lila, their daughter, and steal the Rubicon to the world's nuclear weapons. Oliver manages to stop Dark by channeling the power of light, nullifying Dark's powers, and forcing him to retreat. Diggle and Andy battle again with Diggle, ultimately killing his brother. Thea is taken by Hive to a secret underground city. The team realizes that Dark plans to detonate the nuclear weapons and build a new world on the ashes. Dun, dun, dun. As Merlin said, this is beyond his plan of just Starling City with his earthquake device. This is pretty global. What do you think of Dark's plan as of this episode, Matt?
Reminds me of Darkseid. You know, from Apocalypse, like he wants to destroy the world with the
yeah.
anti life equation. Do you think Damian Dark is serving Darkseid every time he makes that prayer to get his spell back on him?
I don't know, but see, here's my thing. That's where they're probably thinking of also Arrow going into that Green Lantern storyline, Blackest Night, because remember, that's also dealing with death, giving it power to the dark.
Yeah, because I wonder why they brought in magic in the first place, because they didn't even say they would do that on Arrow, and then we got Constantine.
Yeah!
And we can get other
whatever happened to that
show.
Rule, where they said, no, there's going to be no magic, so don't worry. It's
no
not going to be practical.
No, there's going to be no powers, no superpowers. Because
that was my biggest complaint is, why does Laurel Lance need a device to do the scream? I thought it was all natural, like, you know, not natural, but, you know, like with the superpower. Kind of like what they did with Dark Siren last night.
Yep.
On Arrow.
Black Siren. Oh,
I thought they were
going to
do that.
That was awesome.
I mean, might as well. You already have magic.
Yeah, I know. That was so awesome in last night's episode of The Flash. You should have done it exactly all right, like
don't,
that.
Don't cross it, Matt. Let's stay on Arrow. Don't cross it.
Okay.
So, Matt, let me ask you, what were your favorite moments of Genesis?
I wasn't shocked that they killed his own brother, but he had no choice.
But you know what? It's about time. I'm sorry to say this, but it's about time. I was getting pretty sick of it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because I think Andy lost his chances. You know, I thought it was a great episode because it was still the aftermath of Laurel's death, and it was just gotten too crazy. And then Dark, I did like the training scenes with Oliver and that girl he was with. We saw Slade, we saw Merlin, we saw Ra's al Ghul, and we saw Slade. I thought that was cool. And he just needs to learn and find a way to defeat Dark and kill Dark to get revenge on Laurel.
Yeah,
so,
well, we saw on Gotham on how they got rid of Azrael. How do you think they're going to get rid of Dark?
Well, in it said he's going to have some extra help in the season finale to stop Dark and his forces of Hive.
Nice.
Either the Flash, either Constantine. I hope and pray it's Constantine that shows up. How crazy would that be?
Ooh, very nice. Yes.
I would geek out
if
Constantine
returned. I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Matt, anything else that you want to add to your favorites list?
I did like that moment with Thea and Merlin. I thought that was cool when they were arguing and saying, where's Alex? I want to see Alex. Oh, and with Anarchy. I thought there were some crazy moments with Anarchy. Or is that in episode 21? I think that's in episode 21.
Episode 21. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think because Anarchy came back, but that's in 21. But the ending when Thea realized she's trapped in a big dome type thing, that was cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was very good.
And then it reminded me of that TV show, The Dome.
Uh-huh. And then when Dark killed all the board members, that was cool. And then he looks at Merlin and them and goes, who else wants to do anything stupid? That was a good scene there. And then when they were talking more about Genesis, Merlin had these small lines, and then he goes, cute. I like that when Merlin has these small lines. And it looks like now Dark gave him a new hand.
Yes, in this episode, we see the first reveal of Merlin's new robotic hand. And, you know, it's just a glove for the actor.
Yeah, it's
wear.
Only a glove.
No.
So it's
not
actually
pretend
a hand.
It's a robot. Kind of like Luke Skywalker type of deal.
Yeah.
I like how
I
he can just
does.
Put it on. I'm like, hey, look, I can work this fingers, the hands. I don't need physical therapy. Forget that.
And then I did like all the action with inside the truck when the baby and Lila and dig. I thought it was a big dig episode. I mean, Diggle was so badass. I mean, the way he went after
Andy.
Let's
talk more about Diggle and his brother. I mean, this is the end of that storyline.
I know,
if you recall, the whole time Diggle was with Arrow was because, you know, he lost his brother and he wanted to, you know, kind of do something good. Now that,
and
you know,
Oliver
he can, especially with Oliver. But, yeah, it's kind of sad that Diggle had to be the one to put him out, right?
Because he kept on saying bad things about his daughter. He was saying bad things about Lila, saying, baby girl, after Genesis comes, who's going to help that your wife after Genesis comes, John? Genesis is coming. And then Dig had no choice but to kill his baby brother.
Yeah.
I was in shock.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
And doesn't
it
look like
Oliver? Do you think Diggle did the right thing, Matt?
Yeah, because I was getting tired of Andy.
Yeah, Andy wasn't a favorite. As much as Diggle wanted to save him, I think the way the writers, or maybe even the actor, maybe the way the actor portrayed Andy, wasn't that likable. So when he killed his brother, I get it. You know, I get, you know, that it was a really hard thing for Diggle, and, you know, very emotional for Diggle, because this whole time he was trying to save Andy and bring him to the light. But now that it's over and that he shot Andy, I was kind of like, eh. I'm like, all right, I'm glad that's over. I wasn't broken up or sad.
No,
were you, Matt?
Me neither. No, not at all, because his brother just didn't want to come back to the light at all. He was just a complete psychopath. And
then
the part where when Oliver and Dark were fighting on that big truck van, when he tried to save Lila, he used his evil magic on him, and then Green Arrow used to repel the magic. That was cool. That was so cool. I thought he was going to die right there, but then he was thinking of Felicity and probably Laurel and his son. I wonder if we're going to see William again in the season finale. That would be cool.
Probably not, because remember, he sent them away. He sent them really, really far away. So, just to be safe. Because after that kidnap, he was like, I don't want that ever to happen again. So, he sent them away. All right, Matt. So, we're going to talk about anything Arrow right now. So, let me give you some news. It looks like Arrow wants Kevin Smith. I'm sorry. The Star wants Kevin Smith to write an episode of Arrow.
Oh, cool.
Stephen Amell, he wants Kevin Smith to write an episode in season 5. What do you think about that, Matt?
I bet he'll write the 100th episode. Do you realize how amazing the 100th episode will be? Like, tonight, I was watching the episode, right? And it already got up to 8:41. I go, no, I want to be 2 fucking hours. I mean, it's so good. These DC shows can't last for an hour anymore. They need to go for two hours long.
An hour's too short.
Like for the ones on CW, like for Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, they need to keep going for 2 hours long. I don't care. Because these shows are just so awesome.
I agree. I agree with you, Matt. Also, more in the news of Arrow. More in the news of Arrow. It looks like Colton Haynes may be returning as Roy Harper in season 5. What do you think about that?
Great, cool. Because I love to see.
It looks like he's
going to
be filling in the part of Laurel Lance, where she created that hole now that she's dead. So Anarchy. I mean. What's his name?
Black Canary.
What's his code name?
Not
Speedy,
Arsenal.
But he's the Red Arrow.
Arsenal.
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 Yes, thank you, Matt. I totally went blank. I know it's not Speedy because, you know, they didn't use that in the TV show for him,
and
at
then
least.
And then this way he and Thea can get back together.
Yeah, and close that chapter,
that'll
right?
That'll be good. Mm-hmm, maybe get married, too. I think that'll be a good story in the 100th episode. And I hope Merlin dies in the season finale. Because I think...
you think he needs to go?
Yes, about time. Because all the things he's done, finds a way to go into something bad. Like first with the League, first with now with Hive. And he's just done so much bad stuff, even with the Glades. And then joining Hive. And he's just so insane. Doesn't even see it to himself. He's like drug overdose or something like that. He doesn't know how to think for himself to be like an actual father to Thea. He doesn't know how to think.
There you go. I agree.
It's like he
I
lost
agree.
All of his
Speaking of Merlin, who's played by John Barrowman, did you hear about what his boyfriend did on a live streaming video?
No, what did he do?
Barrymore was in the jacuzzi. And his, I don't know if it's his husband or his boyfriend, but he was doing a, I don't know, have you heard of Periscope,
Matt? No. Yeah,
it's like a live,
so, no.
Like you could put it on your phone and you could watch live feeds from someone else's phone that's broadcasting live.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and so he was just talking to his fans. I don't know if it was on Periscope or Facebook. But he was talking live, so he was holding up his phone. And then his boyfriend walks into the shot going into the jacuzzi, but he's butt naked, and you see his Johnson.
Oh,
and then Barrymore, John Barrymore, he saw his mate's penis on screen, and he goes, "What are you doing? I'm live streaming." Like, he goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm live streaming." So funny. It was so funny. Matt, are you any of the collectors for the Flash or Arrow figurines?
No, but I do buy the DVDs and Blu-rays, though.
Okay. Yeah, they just came out with a new set of figurines. It's the Reverse Flash, the Arrow.
Oh, cool.
Black Canary, Mr. Heatwave, and Merlin.
Nice.
Malcolm Merlin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are we doing a podcast next, or can we call it for tonight after this one?
You know, I'm going to do DC Legends, but you know what? We could do like a 10-minute version.
Okay. I guess we could do DC Legends still.
Yeah, I
need to do it because
if I don't do it tonight, I'm going to be so behind because, you know, the finale is tomorrow,
cool.
Of course, which I'm already behind as it is. So I'm just trying to barrel through these really quick.
What's the next episode of Legends we're doing?
The next one, let me see.
Leviathan,
I think. Right now. Yes, it is. Leviathan.
That was
a
good one. Okay,
all
right,
Matt, anything
else,
Arrow, that you want to talk about?
I just can't wait to see who the next big bad for season 5. I'm sure the season finale next week is going to be phenomenal. And imagine if Kevin Smith were to call in on the podcast tomorrow night for the Flash Talk, the Runaway the Dinosaur.
That'd be great.
Is there a way for him to call in on one of our podcasts?
Yeah, just tweet him our number.
I did one time, actually.
Oh, yeah, keep
I
doing that. You never know.
Type.
He might be like, fuck yeah, I want to call.
Okay, cool, because I think he's a great guy, because I saw him in Live Free or Die Hard. And I heard him on a podcast scene in the Big Bang Theory episode, and I think it'd be fun to talk to. Like, I think you did such
bear.
A good job.
I
so
agree.
Cool.
All right, Matt, thank you for calling in to the Arrow Talk podcast. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Also, thank you to the listeners well, listening to this podcast on this Genesis titled episode of Arrow Talk. Have a good night. I'll talk to you on DC Legends Talk. If you're a fan, head on over to there. Talk to you then. Bye.